naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? As I clear my throat, I want to welcome everybody to Iggy Garcia Live. I hope you can stick around here with me for a little bit as we talk about stuff. So I want to give thanks and put out to the universe for giving me this opportunity to be able to share with you my feelings and emotions and things that are going on in my spirit, my soul. And I hope you get something out of it. I hope something you are able to take with you on this journey that you are walking, like we all are. And so, if you wonder what I've been up to, I've been doing a lot of self-reflection. So a lot of work on myself, which is a good thing. I think it's very important for people who are in this work that we do, this holistic or metaphysical work, or any kind of work period that deals with interaction with other people, or human beings, other humans, men, women, whatever, you know, you're connected with, whatever you're associated with, whatever you connect with. I think it's very vital and very important to constantly, you know, working on self-development, self-growth, and, you know, creating mastermind groups with living people or people who are deceased. It doesn't mean, you know, people, masterminds just don't stop because they're no longer with us. Some of the great leaders in time have written books, have left recordings and audios and film. My mother-in-law is in her room. She's doing her Bible study, you know, and she, so her mastermind is, you know, stay in contact with Creator in that way. So it never changes. It never gets old. But I've been here and I've been working through my garden, just doing and growing things. I bought some Slender Mountain Mint. This is a plant from Ohio, I guess. Native, it's a tea plant. It's a native tea plant. I'm going to start growing that. And then I also have this, let's see, cattail sage. And then this is a cactail. I guess it has blue cactails, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm going to have to grow these here because I've been putting them off too long. And I have my ceremonial white sage that's growing. I've got, you know, my strawberries, my tomatoes, everything's in pots because the rabbits here are crazy. I actually closed off, excuse me, and fenced off the with chicken wire my corn and baby tomatoes and sage because they like to eat them. And when they're doing what rabbits do, right, they eat, they populate and eat. They just keep doing their thing. So you probably saw my title there, those of you who popped in real quick, about are you a superhero? Or are you a supervillain? Or do you pop between the two categories? It's a very fascinating topic because when you think about it, I find it very fascinating. And we're going to go into a little bit of a, you know, we're going to go into a little Comic-Con modes here tonight. Then we probably have. For most of you don't know, I used to be an avid comic book collector. I used to collect comics a lot and very connected and went to do things, you know. But I have a lot of comics, and these comics that I would buy were very significant to the feeling and the spiritual connection that I had with them and the characters and the life they were living and the way they were approaching life and how they were winning life or losing in life. It wasn't always pretty like in the movies. They try to make things, hi, Patty, how are you? And so it's not like everything's etched in stone, like you're the hero, so you're going to win. You're the hero, so you're going to survive. No, I think stories like that are false. And I think those kind of stories actually create a false sense of security sometimes for people. Yeah, we would like to see our heroes win. We would like to see our heroes succeed because it's important to us, right? Because if they succeed, we succeed. So they're a role model. But then you go on the other side of the coin, you have your supervillains. And I call them supervillains because, you know, they deserve to be called supervillains. You know, if they're called superheroes, they have to be supervillains. They're not like villain. You know, in order to fight a superhero, you have to be a supervillain. So supervillains are people who generally, in some aspect or another, have been shunned by society in one fashion, or weren't able to share, feel, express their feelings or emotions about life. And so they lashed out. They become the alter ego of themselves, and they create that self. And it's no different than superheroes, right? Because you have Superman, that's Clark Kent. Clark Kent is Superman. They're the same people. He wears glasses and still nobody can tell who it is. But that's his disguise. But I find that sometimes the villains are misconstrued, and they're sometimes put in the villain category, and they don't really need to be in the villain category. Sometimes they're put in the villain category just because of the decision they make. And sometimes that decision is not a moral decision. Sometimes those decisions that they make is like, he's a bad guy, so we have to eliminate him. And so this is the kind of things that happen. These are the kind of things that happen in a lot of these storylines of superheroes. And the reason I'm bringing up, are you a superhero or are you a supervillain? Because sometimes in life, we may think that we are the hero. We may think that we're doing the right. We may think we're doing good for others and ourselves. But then we find out that triggers people. That pisses people off. People get pissed off when you're trying to be nice and you're trying to help. And then you become the villain in their story. For how long? I don't know. But you become a villain. I've become a villain for many people in their stories. Just because of past behaviors, past judgments and stuff. But it's a normal thing. This is what people do. People do this. They judge people, and people put people in a certain situation. And they make them feel inadequate and indifferent. Now, in the storylines of the superheroes, you know, it's like, it's the shadow side. It's the aspect of the shadow and the light. You can't have light without shadows. You can't have shadow without light. They have to coexist. There's a coexistence there. These two have to find balance and harmony within each other in order to function. If we were complete light and complete hero world, yeah, would it be fantastic? Possibly. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Would it be fantastic? It could be. But here's the thing. What I know is, no matter if you're bright, you cast a shadow. And no matter if you're a shadow, you can consume the light. So they all have their moments in time. They all have their purpose when they can engulf each other or neutralize each other. So in our lives, when we go through life, we find ourselves in situations where we think we're doing good and we're helping people. What we don't realize is we are actually on the flip side of a coin of some other people's differences about us. And this is the rub. This is the crazy stuff, you know? There are so many people who want to help other people and want to empower other people. And yet they, by just being in that space and trying to help them, sometimes they disempower and they create division and animosity. You know, right now in our country, we are seeing a lot of that. We're seeing a lot of this agendas. We call them woke. We call them, you know, Black Lives Matters. We call them, you know, white supremacy. We see all these different characters playing out. We see Trump. We see Biden. We see all these different characters. And for some people, they're a superhero. And for other people, they're the villain. How can a contrast be so different? How can it be so extreme one way or the other? Does it mean that the people who are thinking this are extremists or people? You're extremist whichever direction you go. You're extreme one way or the other. If you can't find the middle, and you can't find the gray area, then you are labeled an extremist, left or right. It doesn't matter. You're put into that category. You're put into that space. So what happens? What happens is people create these agendas. We create these scenarios in order to make other people different than us, and make them, you know, validate our feelings, our emotions. How can we be so different and so torn apart? It depends on what you consider to be moral, whatever you consider to be valuable, whatever you consider to be the high ground versus the low ground. You know, some people are just different, want to be different and contrary because they can be, not because they want to be, because they can. And they would rather just be the opposite of whatever it is. So in this world that we live in right now, this is all the stuff that's happening. This is all the things that are happening right now. All these different things. And so we're moving through this energy, this cycle, this stuff that, you know, we sometimes can't quite understand what's happening, but it's happening to us. But so ask yourself, how do you perceive yourself? How do you see yourself in this realm of existence? Do you see yourself as a hero? Do you see yourself as a villain? Or do you see yourself as kind of ebb and flow in between two? Or maybe a villain is too much and maybe a hero is too much. You know, right now, my big popular thing right now that you're hearing is people's like, my weakness is my superpower. You know, my ADD, my ADHD, you know, my dyslexia is my superpower, you know. For some people, that's valid. And for other people, it's not valid. That's kind of like some people saying, how's that a superhero? How's that a superpower? How's that, you know, an antiquated villainary power? You know, the struggle, the fight, the battle, you know, that you have to go through as you are moving through this energy, because it is energy that we create. Now, I'm not here to judge or put judgment on these things that people create and label and stuff. I'm just here to bring it to awareness and to, you know, find that middle, how we can be, you know, different. So for those of you who understand what I'm talking about here, we'll talk about Jedis from Star Wars. We'll talk about that kind of stuff, okay? Ahsoka was a character who was actually Anakin Skywalker's Padawan at one time. And she actually left the Jedi Order because she saw the hypocrisy in the Jedi Order and the things that they were doing and how they approached things. And her decision to leave was more about her spiritual calling in her heart and her spirit. She already had the Force. She already knew how to use it and wield it when she was this little baby. And so here's the thing. You have these other characters who trying to show her and teach her and possibly, not necessarily, but maybe manipulate her in teaching her wrong, the good to defeat the wrong, right? And then you have your Sith Lords. You have all these other group of people who are just completely the opposite of the light. They see themselves as value. They see themselves as order. They see themselves as controlling chaos, where there's chaos, and put everything in regimented order, you know, in constructive order. And that everybody's equal and everybody gets this and everybody gets that. And that nobody, you know, has this freedom. They just flop around and do whatever they want. So that's kind of how that is. So she leaves the order. She leaves the order because, you know, she finds that, you know, both sides have some validity to it. And then that's just where the grays come in, the gray Jedis, the gray people, the people who can see the left, people can see the right, and be able to move that energy and move through that energy and try to understand and find common ground and also find structure and to help see things differently that maybe the others haven't seen. Because sometimes we have to be shown things in order to learn from our mistakes and the things that we go through. And so as we move through the energy right now in this world, we're going through a whole change and a whole evolution of creation ideas and stuff. You know, we're flexing muscles here and there. We're trying to test the waters. We're trying to test and see what we can do, how we're going to do, what we're going to do, who we can push, who we can muscle. And so, you know, every aspect, every corner, you know, you can take this concept and put it anywhere. You can put it on the U.S., you can put it on Russia, you can put it in Ukraine, you can put it anywhere and make anybody the hero or the villain. And as we create these manifestations and these creations, it becomes very powerful. It becomes very powerful energy. So when we're thinking about us individually, you know, as we move through life, we can also become, you know, empowered in ourselves and how we work with others, help others, and do things with others. And also, we can also be perceived as villains by not participating, by not helping, and not by incorporating, and not by siding, and not being involved with things or helping out with things that would help humanity. But it's a choice. Regardless, it's a choice, right? It doesn't matter. Even in the end, no matter what, it's still a choice. You have to make a decision. any decisions are your decisions. Your decisions are whatever you want to make it, because no one can really control how you feel, what you're feeling, what you're doing, because you are an individual sentient being on this planet, and you have purpose, and you are creating and you're manifesting. I mean, even in the smallest corners of your life. And there are other sentient beings on this planet. They're creating these amazing characteristics, these amazing worlds for us, by us empowering them and giving them the permission to do it. It's not always permission, but you know what? A lot of times when we can't have our voice heard, people override us. People move through that. And so, are these people heroes, or are these people villains? Or are they both? Or are they the quasi villain? Are they the villain? Or they're the quasi superhero, you know? They're the superhero that thinks that people should be eradicated if they're not good. There are superheroes like that. And then there are superheroes like Superman who won't take a life ever, except he took a life in one of the last movies because he knew if he didn't, it would be total chaos. But his decision also affected him later on in the series. You know, later on he paid an ultimate price too. So, you know, these are the things that we do. When we're a hero, it feels good. When we're a perceived villain, it doesn't feel good. But sometimes you can be the hero and it doesn't feel good. And sometimes you can be the villain, it feels good. So how do you perceive villainy? How do you feel superiority being a superhero? It's different for everybody, but I know one thing is this. As we move through in the course of life, we have to make decisions, and sometimes they're uncomfortable. And these decisions don't always pan out the way we want them. And these decisions are the ones that are, like, very difficult. And, you know, when we have to cut friends and family off, and we have to cut off, you know, people who are significant to us because, you know, they just were not in alignment anymore. But this is how we grow. This is how we move forward. This is how we move our spirit and our soul forward in time, when we make decisions that empower us. As much as we want to empower other people, people have to find the power in themselves to find empowerment. It's not easy for a lot of people to just find empowerment. We have to be like the buffalo, you know? If you don't know the story of the buffalo, I'm going to tell you the story about the buffalo. Just imagine these as human beings. Imagine this story, but I'm going to use buffaloes and cows. So one day, the buffaloes, or bison, whatever you want to call them, and the cows were all grazing on this prairie lands. And, you know, way in the distance, there was a huge storm coming. And, you know, and the buffalo saw the storm coming. And so the buffalo, you know, he was waiting and waiting, you know, no rush. But eventually that storm was getting closer and closer, so the buffalo begins to run towards the storm. I mean, like, hightails it. He starts moving into it. Okay. And as the cows freaked out, the cows are just like, what the heck is that? So they saw the lightning, they heard the thunder, and they saw the rain and the water flowing through. They ran the opposite direction, like most people would do, right? Most of us would just run. And most people don't run into the storm. But sometimes we get pushed into the storm, we have to meet the storm. So the buffaloes are running towards the storm. And of course, they're getting pelted by hail, they're getting pelted by rain, they're getting the lightning, the storm, and you know what? They're exhausted, they're trekking through, and you know, but they're still pushing through, and they're pushing through, and you know, they have a goal, and they're gonna pass the storm. And eventually, the buffalo get past the storm. And the poor cows are just running and running and running. And one by one, they start falling to the ground. Boom, boom. And each one just exhausted and just totally overwhelmed. And the storm finally catches up with them. And there's nothing they can do. And they're just ravaged by the winds, ravaged by the rains, the hail, the lightning. Some of them get struck by lightning. Some of them get killed. And you know what? The poor cows are just devastated. You know, they're all just exhausted and plain just can't do anything. Can't even move for hours and hours and hours. And the buffalo up on top, further down the ridge, they're okay. Because they fought through the fight. They fought through that storm. They fought through that storm. And they didn't look back. They weren't afraid to challenge that. They knew that they would probably get pelted. But them moving through that storm quickly means that the storm was past them just as fast. But the cows exerted so much energy trying to avoid the storm that they got caught in the storm for a long period of time, drenched and wet and cold. Sound familiar? It could be. It could be anybody's story, big story. But that's the story about the buffalo and the cows in the storm. So many of us get caught in the storms. You know, we run from the storm instead of heading into the storm and trying to figure out how we're going to avoid the storm. Sometimes when we go into the storm, we find out the storm wasn't that bad. It was nothing really wrong. When we run from the storm, sometimes we put so much energy and so much thought and put so much passion and so much frustration that this storm is going to hurt us and this storm is going to be just detrimental. You just watch the news. You watch how your friends and family react when they watch the news. Oh, there's a big storm coming, blah, blah, blah. And all the energy they expend, all the energy that they just totally expel trying to, you know, move through this stuff, you know. It's just, it's crazy. Let's see if we scroll down here. Let's see what we got here. So, you know, that's kind of how humanity is. Humanity's like that. Sometimes we just expel so much energy and things that we don't even put energy into, but we do it because it's just human nature to some degree. And it's learned behavior too. We watch, you know, our learned behavior. So we got to remember, do we come from a family of heroes? Do we come from a family of villains? Do we come from a family of, you know, quasi superheroes, quasi villains? Because, you know, are we like kind of like the Punisher? We have no superpowers, or Batman, we have no superpowers, but we have all the gadgets and we're able to, you know, use them in order to help ourselves and our agendas. So, you know, being a superhero is not a bad thing. Being a villain is not a bad thing, because sometimes we have to play what, devil's advocate? Like we said, we have to play devil's advocate. Let me tell you a story and let me push it out so maybe we'll get a better view of what we're working with. But anyhow, you know, besides the point, you know, so there's sometimes we're working and helping our family members, and we're doing all the right things and according to our feelings and our emotions and what other people have told us. And then a family member comes in and says, what are you doing? Oh, you're terrible, blah, blah, blah. You know, could it be that that family member is just triggered because they didn't put enough effort into the caretaking of someone's needs, the caretaking of themselves or others when they should have? Instead, they just kind of rode the wave and just kind of came in at the last minute and tried to, you know, play cleanup. But either way, so how do we move into the directions we want? How do we know? How do we understand? The best dialogue is with ourselves. One of the best dialogues is to talk to ourselves and communicate with ourselves and have communication and writing down things about our thoughts and things that happen. Where we have to be careful is when we share our thoughts in our communication about what we had conversation with others, family, friends, because what happens is we're asking them, we should always ask them how they feel versus what they think. Because a thinking process is different than a feeling process. What do you feel about what I said? Well, then that means you have to put emotion into it. Then when you ask somebody to think about it, they have to actually give you an answer according to thought processes of filtered information they have in their brain that has to move through. So as that happens and we're working through it, you know, we have to understand that not everybody's going to give us proper information. But when you find people that you feel that will help you through your process, they're called your mastermind group. These mastermind group are people who are your superheroes, or they could be your villains, I don't know. Because some villains have great ideas. They create some amazing things. You know, if you ever watch some of these comic books or you watch these shows, some of the villains create some really cool stuff, but they use it for the wrong purposes according to, you know, whatever. Because they want to dominate the world. They want to control the world. They want to process. They want to be a fascist. They want whatever. And, but then for some reason, the superhero comes in and just smashes it all up and destroys it. Oh, this is bad. This is bad because it's made by bad person. Bad person destroy it. We must move it out. And so this is what happens. So when you create your mastermind, when you create the people that are close to you who are valuable information source for you, these people don't have to be alive. Okay? These could be your ancestors. They could be your people. It could be people who throughout history have been very successful. Success breeds success. So if you want to be successful, then you have to align yourself with successful thinking, successful thought. Read the books that these successful people write. Listen to their audios that they create, because that's how it works, you know? And if you look at any pattern, everything's a pattern in this world. Everything's patterns. If you follow certain patterns, certain things will happen. Like if you don't work, if you don't go to work, you don't do anything, well, then nothing really happens. I mean, in the sense of you don't get the things you truly want, and sometimes you may not eat, you know? But if you kind of follow a pattern, a good pattern for yourself to move energetically through life, then you can find things that will help you move into that direction. It helps you navigate and helps you get to the places you need to be. And by creating these masterminds, you can create masterminds with all kinds of amazing people who are no longer here. Because they have left, like I said, they have left books, audios, videos. You know, they are still in contact. They've created artificial intelligence with people's thoughts and conscious information. Not true conscious, but information. So there's a lot we can do. So I encourage you to create a mastermind group. It could be Nikola Tesla if you want, you know. It could be, you know, Michael Jordan. You know, it could be whoever you want. People that you find will help you to gain success into that category, into that venue that you need to go or where you want to be. You know, and the thing is, don't let people just sidetrack you because when you start sharing information, oh yeah, my mastermind group is blah blah blah. Oh, why are you? That guy was racist. That guy was. Well, this guy was that. You know, you hear a lot of people like that. People are very sometimes don't know that they're hurting other people by, you know, doing. Because see, you can take that same information that somebody created, and you can twist it and change it and manifest it and make it into a better thing. Because it was bad, because they were used for the purposes of not to be necessarily good. You can change that. You can manifest that, recreate that, retransmute that energy. Because energy, everything's energy. It just retransmuted and rechanged. So never get hung up on things, because some things are very valuable. There's nuggets in every part of history, in every part of the world, in every part of everything. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. There's always pieces of nuggets. Pieces of nuggets are like, bad is, this is what happens when you do things that do not help humanity. You know, and this is the things that will happen if we help humanity. These are pieces of nuggets. There's nuggets in everything. There's nuggets of truth and gold in anything. When you're looking for the right pieces, when you're looking for the right parts. The part is we shun things off and turn things off because we think there's no value in something that was created by somebody who was no good. You know, there's a lot of good sometimes to learn from something that's not good, not to do it again and to avoid it, to just keep away from it. But when we try to cover it and try to bury it and act like it doesn't exist, that doesn't help anybody. Doesn't help anybody. Doesn't help me, doesn't help you. We constantly have to be evolving, constantly have to be moving and trekking forward, moving to that space and that energy, you know, to do what we need to do, what's best for all of us. So, you know, superhero, villain, you know, I mean, we all play these parts. We all play all these different characters sometimes, and sometimes it's comfortable and sometimes it's not comfortable. Uncomfortable, comfortable. Depending on the situation. You know, I remember a couple times I had to play the villain. I had to play the guy who was kind of hardball, you know, because if I didn't, it would have been a bad situation. It would have been bad. But was I perceived as a superhero in that moment? Not necessarily. And I wasn't looking for validation to be a superhero or a villain. It was just something I had to do in that moment to save, you know, myself and others who were in the process. But I'm going to tell you, not everybody on this planet is here to do good. Not everybody here is to do bad. There are people here who are destined to help others succeed and do better. And there are other people who are just here to create total chaos. And they may not even know why they're doing it, why it's happening, but it's there. And be aware and know that there are people out there who do not have your best interest, don't have humanity's best interest, because that's not what they're looking for. That's not their goal. That's not their plan. So these are ones we would call supervillains. Their whole plan is to help their agenda and their cause and to get where they need to be and what they have to do with their lives and the people that they are accountable to. But either way, you know, I think humans are only species that I'm aware of in the animal kingdom, you know, that is able, that has that rational thinking that everything has to be black and white or gray. My dog doesn't really think about world dominance, you know, in my house. You know, the squirrel over here, you know, he's just looking for a nut, right? And some birds are looking for seeds, and but they have their battles and they have their things that they do and they go through. And they take down one person, another bird's nest and create their nest. But I don't think those are superhero villain traits. It's just a natural instinct to do. With humans, I don't think it's a natural trait. It's not a natural thing to do. I think what happens is sometimes humanity gets in its way, gets in its own way. And sometimes it just doesn't know when to stop, doesn't know when to quit. So, you know, that's basically it for today. That's basically what I wanted to share with you. Hero, superhero, not superhero, you know. Doesn't matter. It really depends who you are, you know. These are just my thoughts. These are just my feelings, my emotions about stuff. It doesn't mean that it's the way it is. It's just sometimes we see the world alike and not alike. And sometimes we see the abstract in the world, and sometimes we don't see the abstract in the world. Sometimes we see the beauty and the art in the world. We see and we look around and there it is. And then sometimes we don't see anything because we're not in privy to see it and look at it. And it's just how it is, guys. We just have to be open-minded that life is giving us opportunities every day to do things that we perceive as good or bad or perceive as right. You know? And inherently we know in our heart, in our spirit, in our soul, even the person who knows, we know what's good and what's right and what's wrong. We know what will be something that will affect thousands of people or one person. We know the thing that comes out of our mouth can detrimentally hurt somebody. We know that we can actually, with our words, we're so powerful. Our words are prayers. We can totally manipulate. We can totally destroy. But we can also totally control, and we can build and make and manifest beautiful things on the same token. So however we communicate, how we talk is very important, very vital. And I encourage you to look at life that way, to look at life and to see life for its beauty and for all the things it offers and all the things that that is there. You know, to be grateful for just the little things, the wind blowing this evening, you know, the sun shining this afternoon, the sun rising today. Sometimes we have to think about the simplest things. But are they simple? No, because that's a very cosmic event that happens every day. Every day, every 24-hour cycle, there's a cosmic event that occurs naturally. And without that cosmic event, we wouldn't exist. And if we would exist in a much different state of being. You know, think about the sun goes, does its cycle, comes up the east, sets in the west. And this happens all the time. Sunshine, no sunshine, cloudy, no cloudy. The villain, the superheroes of life. You know, sometimes the sun can be detrimental to our health. It can be hot and cause forest fires. Perceived as a villain at the time because it's so hot. Sometimes the moon can cause tidal waves and tsunamis. And earthquakes can cause tsunamis. So, you know, but just the sheer power of Mother Earth is very valuable, very important. And to give thanks to her and thank her and thank Creator. Thank the Creator for all these gifts that we have. Every day I can come here and sit on my porch, drink my iced coffee, you know. Enjoy one more day of life, one more moment in time, one more 24-hour period, you know, for me to express, manifest, and share with the world things and thoughts in my mind, the mind of Iggy, right? My shorts that I do, the short little minds of Iggy's. You know, this is valuable stuff. You know, valuable stuff. You know, I take my hands for granted, and then I don't have my hands. I don't know, most of you don't know that, but my hands are going through some really weird times right now. They're I have a lot of trigger finger on my thumb and these two fingers. And then here in my hands are really sensitive right now. Could have been from drumming, could have been from all those years of twerking, you know, the wrenches and the screws and the pliers and the stuff working on the property. The blowers, the hedge trimmers, the weed whackers. It just catches up with you. But I'm grateful and thankful for these hands. These hands have given me the opportunity to do a lot of things. You know, so my hands, I'm grateful for you. My feet, my body, I'm grateful for you. Give thanks to yourself. Give thanks to the superheroes that are inside of us, fighting off those villains that we perceive as villains who are just trying to live and survive too in the only way they know how. But our superheroes inside of our body, you know, our white blood cells and all the different, you know, systems that flow through our body, those are our heroes. We have to be thankful for them. We have to help them by eating properly, by drinking so much water, just taking care of our vessel. Our vessel is connected to our spirit. Our spirit's connected to our vessel. They both coexist together. They can't be one without the other. Once the spirit is gone, the soul is gone, it's just a cicada shell in the ground. We're just like the cicada. We just move into an energetic form. So that's it, guys. I want to say, you know, thank you very much for being here with me. And it's good to be here. Yudisikwi, Patakwias, and Aho, and all the things that come with that. Just giving thanks to all the little aspects of life that sometimes we take for granted. So sometimes think about the person who's at the drive-through window, who's struggling, you know, or doing really well, you know, and saying thank you, even when they mess up your order, you know. There's a way to handle things. Just walk in, say, hey, my order got messed up. No sweat, no problem. Just want it corrected. And that's it. We went to cause them problems. But humanity sometimes is very abrupt and very indecisive and makes poor decisions very quickly. So I try to avoid that as much as possible. So I invite you tomorrow. I have a sound bath tomorrow at Griggs Reservoir and then Schiller Park. Actually, we have Schiller on Saturday and Friday. We have Mystic Nirvana at 7 p.m. So for those of you who want to join us. And with that, I just want to say good night. I want to say thank you. Thank you for being here. Ho'oponopono, matakwiasin. It's good to be here. What is above is below. Yudisikwi. And I will see you guys next time. And thank you for being on in here and listening and hanging out with me. And this show will be on the air later. So I'll talk to you soon.